Here in the middle of the mall, it was a little less noisy, and trampers heard Cy Prentice quite clearly. He sprinted after Dinky and grabbed the young man by one arm. And 11-year-old Danica Rostov came out of the rolling smoke that now entirely obscured the lower half of Damley House, pulling two red wagons behind her. Danica's face was red and swollen, tears were streaming from her eyes. She was bent over almost double with the effort it was taking her to keep pulling Bodge, who sat in one radio flyer wagon, and Sedge, who sat in the other. Both had the huge heads and tiny wise eyes of hydrocephalic savants, but Sedge was equipped with waving stubs of arms while Bodge had none. Both were now foaming at the mouth and making hoarse, gagging sounds. "Help me," Danny managed, coughing harder than ever. "Help me, someone, before they choke." Dinky saw her and started in that direction. Trampas restrained him, although it was clear his heart wasn't in it. "No, Dink," he said. His tone was apologetic but firm. "Let someone else do it. Boss wants to talk to—" Then Brodigan was there again, face pale, mouth a single stitched line in his lower face. "Let them go, Trampas. I like your dog, but you don't want to get in our business today." "Ted, what?" Dink started toward Danny again. Trampas pulled him back again. Beyond them, Bodge fainted and tumbled headfirst from his wagon. Although he landed on the soft grass, his head made a dreadful, rotten, splitting sound, and Danny Rostov shrieked. Dinky lunged for her. Trampas yanked him back once more, and hard. At the same time, he pulled the .38 Colt Woodsman he was wearing in his own Dockers clutch. There was no more time to reason with him. Ted Brodigan hadn't thrown the mind spear since using it against the wallet thief in Akron back in 1935, hadn't even used it when the low men took him prisoner again in the Bridgeport, Connecticut of 1960, although he'd been sorely tempted. He had promised himself he'd never use it again, and he certainly didn't want to throw it at—smile when you say that—Trampas, who had always treated him decently.